Psalm 7, a Shigayon by David, which he sang to the Lord because of the words of Cush from the tribe of Benjamin. O Lord my God, in you I take refuge. Save me from all my pursuers and deliver me. Otherwise, like a lion, they will tear me apart. They will drag me away with no one to rescue me. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there is injustice in my hands, if I have done evil to anyone who is at peace with me, or if I have robbed my foe for no reason, then let my enemy pursue my life and overtake me. Let him trample my life to the ground and make my glory dwell in the dust. Stand up, O Lord, in your anger. Rise up against the fury of my foes. Awake for me. You have commanded justice. A crowd of peoples surrounds you. Turn against them from on high. Let the Lord judge the peoples. Acquit me, O Lord, according to my righteousness, according to my integrity which is in me. The evil of the wicked will come to an end, but you will establish the righteous. You search minds and hearts, O righteous God. My shield is God, who saves the upright in heart. God, the judge, is righteous. But he is a God who expresses his wrath every day. If he does not relent, the Lord will sharpen his sword. He has bent his bow and will string it. He prepares his deadly weapons. He will make his arrows flames. Yes, whoever conceives evil and is pregnant with trouble will give birth to disappointment. He digs a pit and scoops it out, and he will fall into the hole he has made. The trouble he causes comes back on his own head. His violence comes down on top of his own skull. I will thank the Lord because of his righteousness, and I will make music to the name of the Lord Most High. Psalm 8, for the choir director, according to Gittith, a psalm by David. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth! Set this glory of yours above the heavens. From the lips of little children and nursing babies, you have established strength because of your foes, to put a stop to the enemy and the avenger. Whenever I look up at your heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you remember him, the son of man that you pay attention to him? Nevertheless, you make him suffer need apart from God for a while, but you crown him with glory and honor. You make him the ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet, all flocks and cattle and even the wild animals, the birds of the sky and the fish of the sea, which pass through the currents of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth!
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.